The fifth principle is what you desire desires you. And the whole idea of this is the power of attraction, that you have within you the power to not only trust in yourself and in this divine wisdom, and also that you are connected to it through being a part of the environment as well as the environment being a part of you, but to also know that there's an energy, there's a force that will be used to bring to you what it is that you seek. So some of the things that you can do to access this force and to begin to have things show up in your life through this energy is when you first wake up in the morning, ask yourself, how did the conditions of my life that I would like to change first come about? How can I facilitate making conscious contact with my unlimited, invisible source of energy? In other words, stop just seeing yourself as someone that is separate from all of the things that have happened in your life and recognize that there is something that you have been doing to manifest everything that's in your life already. It didn't just happen. Somehow, in some perhaps mysterious way, all that has showed up in your life showed up because of your own inner world and how you connected to it. So just look around and ask yourself, how did this spouse show up? How about these children? How about this furniture that I have? How about this job that I'm in? All of these things. What role did I play in this? Was this just a fortuitous accident of nature? Or am I collaborating in some way that I don't quite understand with the forces of nature that bring things to me? And then begin to take some responsibility for it. Secondly, I would explore the possibility that perhaps the reason you believe that life is limiting is because you've assumed limitation to be in your life. If you don't assume there are any limitations in your life, then those limitations begin to go away. And all of the limitations that you experience and see in your world are really that which is in the physical world. There are only limits in the physical plane, in the right-hand side of the room, as I put it. All of the stuff that you see, yes, there are beginnings and ends to all of that as our senses perceive them. But in fact, that's really not who we are. Who we truly are, that divine being that is in all things, is unlimited. And when we can give up our forfeiture of our ability to get into that world, we also give up the world of limitations. Whatever picture you are able to create mentally will assist you in knowing that the creative energy is flowing through you. So work on these pictures that you have and make sure that the inner pictures you have of what it is you would like to have, these visualizations, are working with you rather than against you. When you are able to internally picture yourself cooperating with the divine intelligence, it will cooperate with you. If you can't picture this for yourself, if you can't get that inner picture, then you will manifest whatever it is that you are picturing, which is doubt. Another thing that I would remind myself is to never limit the spirit in any way. Talk to your spirit. Talk to this divine intelligence that is you, that is even giving you the power to talk in the first place and to think. And tell the spirit what you want without telling it how you want it to happen. Then retreat in faith and trust. Also, I would keep your mental picturing to yourself. Keep it secret. Keep it private. What you want to attract is between you and God. And the moment that you need to prove it or you need to share it, you take the energy away from its accomplishment and onto the reactions of others. Another thing to do here is to examine all of the supposed lacks and scarcities in your life. Then remind yourself, I created all of this with my thoughts and my conditioning and my beliefs and my actions of my past. Taking responsibility for all that has shown up in your life is the way to transcend the things that you no longer want to show up. Also remember that what you think about is what you become, the great secret of the universe, the strangest secret, as my friend Earl Nightingale used to say. What you think about is what you become, what you think about all day long. Be conscious of every thought or every picture that ends up in your head, because that's what you will manifest in your life. And if you're doubting that, then you will manifest the doubt. And finally, I would recommend that you begin to act as if what you really want to attract to your life is already here, because it couldn't be anyplace else. Everything that's in the universe is already here. You don't create anything, you just redistribute, and you just attract that which is already here to your life. And so, if you are acting as if what you want is already here, if you're thinking you'd like to have health, then you start thinking that I'm healthy. If you think that you'd like to have a divine soulmate show up in your life, you act as if that person is there. And you begin to have conversations with that person and expect that person to show up. If you have views, interviews about attracting prosperity for yourself. Then you begin to act prosperous. You go to places where people who live prosperously are hanging out. You walk around car dealerships that reflect this kind of consciousness. You always act as if what you want is already here. It just hasn't aligned yet with your intention. And that's what manifesting is, the alignment of your intention with divine purpose.